This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 27, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. 296 days after its launch aboard a Delta II, the Phoenix Mars lander made a soft touchdown on the Martian surface at 4:53 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. Phoenix becomes only the sixth successful Mars landing among 12 attempts by Earth spacecraft. The first pictures from the spacecraft late Sunday indicated successful deployment of the solar panel array, which will power Phoenix. Today, the team at JPL may attempt to test deployment of the spacecraft's 7-foot 8-inch robotic arm, which will be used to penetrate the Martian surface looking for ice, water, and the chemicals required for the existence of life. A Boeing 747-200 cargo jet skidded off the end of a runway and into a field in Brussels, Belgium Sunday afternoon in an aborted takeoff attempt. The aircraft is owned by U.S.-based cargo carrier Kalita Air and came to rest after breaking apart at the end of runway 20 at the Brussels airport about 1:30 p.m. local time. The aircraft was departing for Bahrain with over 77 tons of cargo, over half of which was diplomatic mail. Four of the five crew members aboard were slightly injured and required hospitalization. Photos from the scene show the fuselage broken at the wing leading edge and at the tail. According to the Canadian press, the aircraft was full of fuel, and a small fuel spill was contained, but no fire reported, although fire crews did spray retardant foam on the wings as a precaution. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has sent an investigative team to the accident site. A 64-year-old former French paratrooper who has spent the last two decades chasing his dream of a free fall from space had to scrub his latest attempt yesterday, but he may try again today. Michel Fournier hopes to spend hours inhaling pure oxygen, ascend for nearly 2.5 hours in a pressurized capsule suspended from a helium balloon, then perform a supersonic free fall from over 132,000 feet up. If Fournier succeeds, he'll break records for not only the highest altitude free fall, longest free fall, and fastest free fall, but also the highest altitude balloon flight as well. He's trained rigorously and financed his dream by selling antique furniture, his gun collection, and even his home. Check back with us on our website if you hear a sonic boom overhead. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida is pressuring the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the February 3rd closing of Silver State Helicopters, which left as many as 2,500 students with incomplete training for which they'd paid in advance. Because Silver State Helicopters was unaccredited by any educational body, the financing options given to students were in the form of private bank loans and not interest-regulated federal educational loan programs. As a result, students paid exorbitant interest rates they say were not disclosed when they signed up. A group of students has filed a class action lawsuit against KeyBank for its alleged role as a willing partner in what the plaintiffs call a Ponzi scheme. Nelson said last week he's considering asking the U.S. Justice Department to investigate the withholding of information when students signed loans and the Ponzi scheme allegations. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Mesa Air Group may join the bankruptcy parade. An Alaskan airport scraps plans for a new runway. And Newark controllers warn new departure procedures are leading to errors. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear Jim Campbell's interviews from the Aircraft Electronics Association's 2008 annual convention with AEA President Paula Dirks and Aspen Avionics VP Doug Kane. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.